You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Help! I suck at dating! With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven. An iHeartRadio podcast.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Thursday's special caller episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. If you haven't already, be sure to go back to Sunday's episode with Kiara Norman and give it a listen. I promise you're not going to want to miss that. We do have three callers calling in today. And Kiara, just so you know, this is how it works. We're going to have three separate callers, a couple minutes each. They're going to ask us a dating question or they're faced with some dilemma in their life. And they require our sage wisdom to help them through it. So our first caller is Jack. Let's see if we can get him in here. Hey, Jack, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, man.
Thanks hey, for Jack. Joining us. What's going on today?
So I've been dating a girl for about 3 months. And at New Year's, I asked her to be my girlfriend. She said, yet. So I'm thinking things are going well. But the other day, I said I'm going to delete all my dating apps because that's kind of what you're supposed to do, right? You know, we're exclusive. And she said she wasn't going to delete them. She wants to keep the chats to have a log of like all the conversations and pickup lines. Oh, well, she's like a writer. I should have said that. And she wants to like write about them and use them as examples. That's what she said, but it just kind of still rubs me the wrong way because it's like you can either just take those and remove them from the app or something. And I'm not like the type of dude who's trying to control her or anything like that, but it's just like, she's keeping her dating app and stuff. And I don't know. It just, it's like a red flag to me. I don't know how to get around it.
Yeah, that's tricky. I've been in the flip flop of this scenario before where I have dated girls in the past and I don't know like if it was subconscious where I didn't delete the app or I definitely was never asked to delete it and didn't delete it. I just kind of had kept them like installed on my phone. And I do agree like why you would be sketched out about it. There, it seems like why would you still have the app if you're dating me? I don't know necessarily how to navigate the conversation as to like what to do next though. Kiara, do you have any advice for that?
I just would be upfront about it, how you feel. You feel like it's a red flag. And like you said, I feel like she could easily take those messages and just screenshot them or take them wherever she needs and delete the app. So I do kind of see it as maybe a runaround, maybe because it has been, you said 3 months, correct?
Yeah.
So maybe since it has been 3 months, maybe she's internally without realizing it, maybe not 100% sure yet, which is why she's so against deleting the app. That realistically would be the only thinking that makes sense on my end personally. So I would just be upfront with her and say, could you at least just take those messages or whatever you need and delete the app that way if you are serious about moving forward with me?
Yeah, it is something too. I feel like since it is such a new relationship, you could maybe wait a few more months. And if it's still bothering you, or like, let's say you see her on the app randomly when you guys are hanging out, that's obviously a red flag. But like Kiara was saying, it's so new that I think that you could give it a little bit more time before taking drastic measures where, you know, you either break up with her if you need to do that or like kind of put your foot down and kind of communicate very clearly to her that you don't want her to have the app anymore. But I agree with you, Jack. Like, you don't want to be controlling. You don't want to tell her what to do. And I don't think that's necessarily the best move. I just think maybe, like, taking a little bit more time with it, you know?
Okay. No, that's what I'll do. I'll give it another couple months and, you know, kind of just be like, hey, I gave you space. We gave you time. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, best of luck. We hope it all works out for you.
Okay, great. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
What would you do if you found Cody on a dating app right now?
Oh, we're done, though. There's no reason you should be on a dating app when we're over here talking about engagement. What?
Yeah, yeah. Kayla and I would be done, too. That would be very weird. That would be very, very weird.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, next up, we have Ian joining us. Ian, are you there?
Hey!
Hey, welcome to the podcast. How can we help you today?
I'm having a bit of a problem here. I was hoping to talk. See, like,
yeah.
So I've been seeing this girl on and off for about a year. First date, we went mini golf, and then we went to a bar to grab drinks. And there, I paid for the mini golf in advance, and then she bought the drinks. There was no questions asked. That made perfect sense. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been in two relationships in the past, and that's just how it's always been. Like I'd pay for one thing and they'd pay for the other, and I'd always be paying slightly more to treat her. And, you know, when it was official, I just pay, you know, as money was never an issue. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I come back from living in Dubai for 4 months and went to watch a movie with her. I was paying for the tickets and the food at the movie. And then she wants to go grab food afterward. So we go out to dinner. And during the meal, she asked me, you know, what are we? We had to have that conversation. And I tell her, I see her as more than a friend, but I'm not looking to rush into anything. Like, I have in past relationships that I've had, and, you know, I am happy where we're at. And the bill comes. The bill comes, and she says, "So we're splitting, right?" That just made me, that made me so uncomfortable, you know, considering I've paid for everything already, and I already paid quite a large amount at the movies compared to what the bill at the restaurant was. So I tell her, nah, you know, the way we've always done it is I pay for one thing, you pay for the other. And anyway, we leave the restaurant, and, you know, she just goes on a full on rant saying, I never pay for her and I never make her feel special, which, again, makes no sense. I have morals and I stick to them. I don't care if I was a billionaire, I would just never, I would never always pay, which she's making it out like I should just because I'm the guy and all. And I've told her, like, I'm not, I've done that. Like, I'm not, I've only done that while I was in relationships and not with, like, not girls that I'm dating. Anyway, she makes out to be this strong, independent woman, but still expects the man to pay for everything, you know, from what she's saying.
So where do you guys stand now?
I get the sense that she's taken it like as offense. I don't know. Personally, I see this as a massive red flag. Like, on the first date, I'd always offer to pay, but I do it to see her reaction. And if she doesn't feel bad or like she offers to split, then I won't see her again. Because the way that I see it, a girl, like, I want a girl where I can grow a business with, I can build an empire with, and not a woman that'll sit at home all the time expecting me to do all the work. Like, I don't know. I just want to know what everybody feels about this.
Yeah. Kira, do you want to go first?
Personally, I feel like you said you guys are not in a relationship, but you're more than friends.
Yeah.
So with that situation, personally for me, I would feel like if we're more than friends and you want to go out and you want to do things with me, then I want you to be able to essentially pay for those things. And that's just for personal preference. I think every girl is different. But I feel like if you're wanting to be more than friends with her, then you should be willing to, in a sense, take care of her. If you're just going on a date, it doesn't have to mean like you're taking care of her bills or anything like that. But if you do want to go out with her, I do think that's the gentleman thing to do. It doesn't have to be like you're taking care of her the rest of your life. But I just think if she's giving you her time, then there shouldn't be necessarily an issue with paying for dinner or the movies.
I think so. I agree with you. I think that when it comes to like who should pay for what, I've always kind of stood firmly in the camp of, if it's your idea to go on a date, like let's say you call her and you say, I want to go mini golfing, then you take care of that date, whether it entails the mini golf, the drinks, the dinner afterwards, whatever it is, you're the one that asked to go on that date. So you should pay for it. If she calls you and she's like, hey, I want to go see a movie, then I think it kind of, excuse me, it opens the door for her then to, you know, if it's her idea, her planning, all that kind of stuff, then that whoever plans the date should pay for it, I think, especially in the early stages. Later on, that might change. But it is funny how like finances and all that kind of stuff come into play. I got to give her credit. The asking to split the bill at dinner after you said that you don't want to move too fast is a pretty boss move on her part. Because, I mean, Ian, I hate to say it, if you've been dating her for a year and you still want to like play this game of kind of cat and mouse type of thing, she, you know, she's maybe just kind of fed up with the timeline and she wants things to either stop or progress to a point where you can comfortably say that this is your girlfriend. So maybe it's kind of like her way of putting the ball back in your court and putting the pressure on a little bit to maybe make your mind up in that sense, instead of having your cake and eating it too, for lack of a better reference. So, I mean, I kind of agree with Kira. I kind of agree with her. But I do kind of agree with you too. Like you do want like a quid pro quo kind of thing where you feel like you're getting as much out of it as she is. And that's kind of where I come back to, like, whoever instigated the date should essentially be paying for the majority of it, you know?
I like that. There's still kind of a split going on. It's not just one of us taking care of the other all the time.
Yeah.
It's a funny topic of conversation because Kaylin and I, we've never had like any money issues, but she makes a considerable more amount of money than I do. And so I'm always like, well, you know, if we're splitting this evenly, then it's a percentage of our income. And that means, you know, but we have like a mortgage and cell phone bills and all that kind of stuff. So it's a little bit different than just going to dinner and stuff. But I do agree that, you know, if you're the one taking her out on dates, it should be you paying. If she's taking you on dates, then maybe she pays or maybe you split it or whatever it is. But yeah, it's a touchy subject. And I don't really think there is a right or wrong answer.
I feel like everyone's different too. And if you guys have this conversation and you decide you want to keep moving forward and she's okay with splitting things, then that's how you do it. And if not, then you guys break it off and maybe you'll find someone else who is okay with that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you were right. I think we need to have to talk about this. Thank you.
Time for some reflection, and you got this. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, last but certainly not least, we have Austin joining us. Austin, are you there?
Hey, guys. Dean and Austin, Jared, thanks for having me.
Oh, hey, Jared's Austin. Gone, but we got Kiara. She's even better than he is, I promise.
Thank you.
Austin.
Yeah. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Good morning. So I just have to admit, you know, I haven't had much dating experience, and I'm still trying to figure out how to navigate dating. And so I was recently dating this girl for like 2 months, and it was all going so perfectly, well, I thought, until she decided to just kind of end it out of the blue, like right before Christmas. And you know, honestly, I was pretty heartbroken about it, but I was respectful to her and to her wishes, and I made really no attempt to kind of like change her mind, just kind of out of retaining my dignity and pride and everything. But the weird thing, guys, is that since then, we haven't spoken, but she keeps liking everything I post. And I noticed she's been posting like subtle, you know, relatable quotes. She even screenshotted a random story that I put on, which I guessed was just a ploy for attention, maybe. Like, I'm so confused. I mean, is it possible she gave me the whole, you know, I need some space to figure things out speech, you know, as a test to see if I would fight for her? I mean, I'm just lost. I mean, I don't know. There are many possibilities as to why she might have ended it with me, but I don't know. And her behavior since then has been subtle. And, you know, there's been all kinds of hints. And, you know, I just feel like there's a possibility of interest still. I mean, so my question is, can a woman cut you off, but can she do it as a test? I'm just so confused.
Yeah, that's tricky. I personally, if someone were to do that to me as a quote unquote test, I would take that as kind of a way to not be interested in that person, because I don't really want to date someone that's going to be testing me in that way. Like, it's like a mind game, you know, and it's not fun for anyone. It's just, and the thing too is, like, if she's liking these things intentionally, or if you're just noticing the likes because you want that to fit into your narrative of like, maybe she likes me, and like, so you're hyper aware of everything that she's doing on your social media to fit the narrative, you know. Yeah, that's the tricky thing. I personally think, I mean, with the limited information that we have, I don't think it's a test. And I do think that she is not trying to test you to see if you'll make a move for her. But I could be wrong. That's just kind of how I see it. But Kiara, what do you think?
I agree. I don't think it's a test. But at the same time, I could see how it could be a test. She could have been in that space of like, you know, new year, new me. Am I serious about this relationship? Do I want to be in a relationship? And she could have just broken it off to kind of figure that out. And now she could be regretting it. Like, okay, I do like him, but now my pride's in the way. So I'm just going to post these relatable things or like screenshot his stuff so that he knows I'm still thinking about him, but maybe she isn't ready to necessarily be in a relationship. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with having another conversation with her just to see like if there is anything left at all, especially now that you are in the new year. And if she says yes and you guys can try it again, great. If not, then you both know. And there you go. You don't have to beat around the bush or be constantly thinking about it.
Yeah, I agree. I think a harmless conversation would be great because, like I said, if you keep seeing her like your stuff – it could be that she's like throwing these subtle hints, but more likely it's just your brain telling you that she might still be interested in you, which could definitely be the case. But I agree with Kiara. Definitely just like ask for a conversation. Maybe she does, you know, have a better perspective now that she's taken some time apart. And, you know, maybe she hasn't stopped thinking about you and is liking all those things intentionally. And she's just waiting for you to give her a call. It definitely is like a touchy thing and something that you could handle, you know, subtly, I guess, is maybe the best way to put it. But definitely worth the conversation.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Sure. Best of luck, Austin. All right. That's going to do it for Thursday's caller edition of Help I Suck at Dating. Kiara, thank you once again for joining us. Do you have any parting wisdom for us or anything that you're looking forward to in 2023 since it's just a new year? Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
This is hard. I feel like I always have a New Year's resolution, but who knows, because it always changes. But this year is all about, I feel like, growth for me and wisdom. I feel like we all think we know it all, but there's so many different things and so many different people that can teach us. And I feel like working from home or like being on social media, sometimes we're closed off to a lot of things. So this year, like, I want to be more intentional with like listening to people and just growing knowledge, my wisdom. So also travel, still going to do a lot of traveling. I think I'm going to New York on Monday. So I got to figure that out as soon as I get off this call, and then Nashville at the end of this month with Cody. So more travel.
What is that? Nationals?
Nashville.
Oh, Nashville. Mm-hmm. I was like, Nationals? What could that possibly be?
Oh, no sports out here for me.
Dang, you really are traveling all over the place. New York, Nashville, and that's just this month alone. Dang. Keep it up. All right, well, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to seeing more from you in the future. And thanks for carrying the load on this episode. We couldn't have done it without you.
Of course. Thank you for having me, and good luck with all of the wedding planning. I cannot wait to see everything.
Thank you. See you later. Oh, be sure to tune in next week where maybe we suck just a little bit less. I forgot to say that last week too.
Follow Help I Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.